नो मैटर आप किस तरह की स्टार्टअप हैं, एट द एंड ऑफ द डे एक जो कॉमन चीज़ होती है वो ये होती है कि आपको किसी तरह से क्लाइंट से पैसे लेने होते हैं। इसके लिए इफ़ यू आर अ डिजिटल प्रोडक्ट और इफ़ यू आर ऑनलाइन तो यू आर गोना लुक फॉर समथिंग कॉल्ड पेमेंट गेटवे। नाउ दिस हैज़ बीन एन ऑनगोइंग डिबेट, काफ़ी सालों से लोग ये डिस्कस कर रहे हैं कि पाकिस्तान में दे आर नॉट इनफ पेमेंट गेटवेज एंड वी डेफिनेटली नीड सम innovation over here, we need more people in this market or people have been coming. So in this episode today we're going to look into what are the options right now in the market and learn a little bit about them and also get to know a few of the ones that are coming up. So I have personally integrated a few of them, so I'm going to start with those. The first one and the highest one on my list is SafePay, and SafePay is one of the newer payment gateways. From its core, it's powered by HBL CyberSource, but essentially when it comes to the ability to use it, the team behind it, the responsiveness and the convenience, it's the top notch, the best out there. Especially agar aapka koi e-commerce store hai, WooCommerce bana hua hai, Shopify bana hua hai, unki plugins hain. It takes a matter of minutes, you get set up and within a few hours you can be using this in production. So it's super fast, super easy, and definitely if you're looking for it, that's the best one to take. The MDR will not be as favorable as obviously the others, but the convenience alone takes the cake over here. Jaise main bhi aage bataunga baakiyon ke bare mein. The next one I want to talk about is HBL's CyberSource platform, which is probably the most used one out there, I'm going to imagine, and we also use it in house. And frankly speaking, it's been a mixed journey for us so far. HBL charges a decent amount of setup fee and they have a recurring annual fee as well. They have a very competitive MDR, and depending on how big or small you are, you can get charged likewise. But more importantly, it's the system behind them, it's very feature rich. They have a lot of important things like fraud detection and decision managers and whatnot that's configured. Unfortunately, you have very little control over them. So you are given an API and that's about it. You can't really customize anything. Service has been mostly good. There have been a few ups and downs. People have worst experiences. Fortunately, we have some buying power as Sasta Ticket, so humein itna masla nahi hua, but that's essentially one of the big boys out there. So if you are an established startup, then that's something to look at. The other one that I have worked, the other two actually, would be EasyPesa and JazzCash, and both of them I've felt gave me a very similar experience in terms of their API. Setting up for both, I know there is a process, you have to fill in paperwork. I'm not sure if they have any setup fees or charges, but their MDRs are also decently competitive, especially if you're on the same platform. Not as competitive as CyberSource if you're on credit card, obviously, but it all comes together. The interesting thing about both EasyPesa and JazzCash has been their stability. So I've not had that level of stability from either of them. We keep having issues, they upgrade their APIs and things start breaking. So they do work, we do a lot of transactions on them, but not the best experience from a developer perspective so far. There are other providers as well, jinko maine use nahi kiya. Inke andar ka ek popular option, Bank Alfila ka MasterCard ka option hai, which I've seen around. NetConnect by Kinu has been another one I've seen around. I think Daraz was probably the more popular option, jahan pe ye image install nazar aaya hai. There's something called Apps by Avanza, there's UBL, MCB has its own platform. So many of the banks have these payment gateways available. But again, from my understanding, they are very similar to HBL, probably worse off if they're built locally. Lots of paperwork required, and it's slow and it's annoying, and the APIs are subpar. Like if you're comparing it to anything like SafePay, or if you're comparing it to any international product like Stripe, then you're in for a bad experience. So that's something we have had till today. And things have been improving. Like recently, we found out that I think it was EasyPesa who's redone their API in REST now, and it looks much better, but we still have to go around and implement that. CyberSource has also upgraded their services, and we're also now hoping to integrate those as well in the future with better, more integrated flows. So let's talk about the next, what's coming up. So there are three companies that I keep seeing the name of again and again. We haven't seen anything come out of them yet, but overall, it looks promising. SadaPay is one of them. They have been the most active on Facebook. I've seen a lot of promotional material from them. And these are the new, I think they're called EMIs, that will hopefully shake up the financial institutions a little bit and get the ball rolling in terms of financial inclusion and better integrations for developers. Another one that I know is going to be launching soon is NayaPay. NayaPay also looks very interesting. Again, relatively modern stacks, cleaner, better APIs, more aligned with newer technologies, and hopefully a little more responsive team and more service oriented than others. The third one that I initially saw almost, it was a year ago or 2 years ago, was 4EPay. And this was at the big event, 0-1 Disrupt. And these guys, again, have been around. They look super interesting. Again, these are all companies that are meant to be wallets. Magar, most of them are going to have some form of payment gateway solution as well with them. The more interesting ones that I'm looking forward to at some point would be integrations from KareemPay. I haven't heard of anything out of that yet. So that would be an interesting one to have. The other one is Bikia Cash. Again, I have not seen an API from them, but they also look to be very interesting in terms of cash management. For local players, all of these small startups, if we can start getting their APIs, that will just allow us to experiment more and see what really works best with all of our clients. Isme obviously sabse badi baat yehi rehti hai at the end of the day that majority of the people prefer cash on delivery, right? So you just need something there for the maybe that 10%, maybe the 5%, maybe the 20%. So whatever that small percentage of people who actually use cards to buy stuff on your website or on your portal. And just for that, you have all of these options. These are limited options. They're not very good options. But again, if you just want something, an option for your customers, then companies like SafePay are super amazing nowadays. You can just go and integrate them and forget about it. If you want something a little more extensive, if you see that your niche falls into place where a lot of people are asking for EasyPesa transfers or just cash transfers, then that might be the one to look out for, and so on and so forth. I want to wrap up this episode by concluding that this is not the end. So there is some exciting stuff happening around the Asan mobile account, which I read about recently. And this is where all the banks and the telecoms are coming together with the mobile wallets and everything to allow people to transact over mediums like SMS and mobile apps and opening their networks to everyone. So it's a very cool concept. There's tech that's already there. And you know, that's one thing that I'm looking forward to seeing, if that will drive financial inclusion. At the end of the day, the problem always has been trust. So I'm not sure if that's good enough to remove the years of, you know, people not trusting anybody else with the cash or their money. They hold on to the hard cash for themselves. So let's see if that changes anything. And if that does, then obviously all of these payment gateways will become a lot more valuable, a lot more useful, and they'll be encouraged to improve themselves as well. And definitely with the new competition coming in, things would definitely get a lot better. So definitely hopeful that aage wale dino mein we're going to have some pretty nice products. Right now it's not the best, but I think we still have options to get by, at least for now.